Ladies and gentlemen, the brackets have been released for all for all of college basketball. Unfortunately, no Indiana Hoosiers, but who cares at this point? Pretty much what we're going to do this whole video is make picks. I already have my bracket made. It sounds like Jax is going to make his throughout the course of this video.
Yes, sir.
So we can maybe talk about the women's bracket at the end, but we are just going to be doing picks this whole bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jackson, what are your initial thoughts about the bracket itself?
Initial thoughts, really, I mean, in terms of what I've heard throughout school and everything, you know, everyone is saying, you know, obviously it's going to be either North Carolina or UConn. That's just kind of what the consensus that I've heard has been right now. Which kind of surprised me because it seems like the love for Purdue has dropped off a lot since the Big Ten tournament. They lost, what, the semifinals, I think, to Wisconsin? Or was it Illinois? I can't even remember.
It was, they lost to Wisconsin.
They lost to Wisconsin, yeah, that's right.
In overtime.
But yeah, so it's, a lot of the love, I feel like, for Purdue has dropped off, even though they're still number one in the Midwest and everything, you know, so they've got a, they could have a pretty good path to the Final Four, at least, you know, but I mean, personally, I don't think they're going to make it that far, but in theory, they have a good path, I'd say. But yeah, overall, I think the picks overall are pretty good. I really hoped that Indiana State would make it. That was my big downside.
So the play-in game started yesterday.
Yep.
If you guys don't know, I have a college basketball club that I help run. We actually have a meeting today, which we're just going to nerd out for like an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Today's like the biggest day in the club's history. But we interviewed the commissioner of the NEC, actually.
Yeah, yeah. You told me about that.
And Wagner, the NEC representative, took down Howard in the first four. They were the sixth seed in the NEC. There's only eight teams in the entire conference. And they were the sixth seed, and they ran through the tournament. And they are continuing on their journey. They get UNC. So we'll see how they do there. And then also, this made me really upset. Colorado State beat Virginia 67-42. Virginia had a 11-minute span.
God.
Where they did not score. They are the Iowa football of college basketball. Indiana State would have at least made that game competitive.
Historic defense, terrible offense.
That was absolutely horrible that they left Indiana State out. Part of the reason is because there were so many bid stealers.
Yeah.
Like teams that weren't going to make the tournament unless they won their conference, like NC State and Oregon and UAB were three that just immediately, like, were just wiping teams out by winning their conference.
Like, even if they could have made the play-in games, like, that would have been huge for Indiana State, you know?
Yeah, but no, they gave it to Virginia, and they laid a massive egg. Grambling State, Montana, and Colorado, Boise State are tonight.
Yep.
Those aren't going to be a part of the picks. So let's just go down. We're going to go region by region.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to do, like, first round, second round. No, we're going to go region by region.
Okay.
We will start with the East. UConn is the one seed. Iowa State's the two. Illinois, three. Auburn, four. And then there's a bunch of other.
San Diego State, five. Yeah.
Bunch of other teams. BYU, six. I thought that's a little low for BYU.
A little bit, yeah.
First round, UConn against Stetson. Stetson actually hasn't made the tournament in like 50 years. And they have to play UConn in the first round.
They have to play the best team in the country right off the bat.
So everyone's sticking UConn.
Yeah.
Northwestern FAU is a very interesting 8-9 matchup. A lot of people are saying that that's way too high for FAU.
I think Northwestern's definitely going to take this one just because of how well they've been able to match up with guys like Purdue and stuff like that, you know. So they're not like they're underrated or anything like that, you know, but they're better than people give them credit for, I'd say.
I took FAU.
You took FAU?
I think that they are experienced, at least from last year, and they know that they can do it because they have pretty much the whole team back. And I think they're a little bit more well-rounded than Northwestern.
Yeah, fair.
So I took FAU.
Yeah, because they made it to the Final Four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
I don't know. Where are they ranked at efficiency? They're 40th in efficiency, which actually is not great. I liked looking at KenPom with like adjusted efficiency. FAU 16th in offense, 108th in defense.
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern is Northwestern's 46, so both of them are a little under efficiency for their seed line. Mm-hmm. San Diego State, UAB. This is not one of the 5-12 matchups that I would be super confident in. I'm taking San Diego State.
Yeah, I am too. I like this team, though, you know. Like, I mean, again, not like they're underdogs or anything like that, you know. Not that they're going to make the Final Four or anything, but I like this team, though. I think it's going to be – I think they'll make a pretty good run.
My friend was like, every year I would take San Diego State to make a run. Every single year I'd have them in the Elite Eight, Final Four, Sweet 16. He goes, they would always lose to somebody. He's like, last year I picked them – to lose in the first round as like a 5-12 upset. He goes, and they made the national title game. He's like, I was so upset. He's like, I chugged a beer when they lost. He's like, I was so happy when they lost. Auburn and Yale, I think this is pretty straightforward. I don't think Yale is... Auburn actually is ranked fourth in adjusted efficiency. They're 10th in offense, 4th in defense.
10th in offense,
4th in defense. They're one of the most well-rounded teams, and I think they're underseeded. They just ran through everyone in the SEC.
They did,
they're similar to where UConn was last year. UConn was a 4 last year, but they were really up there in efficiency.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this is a really dangerous Auburn team.
Mm-hmm.
So here, I need to – okay. All right, BYU, Duquesne. I think this is BYU. Duquesne was the 6th seed in the A-10 and went on, like, just this huge run. They're not a bad team by any stretch of the imagination, but I think there are teams that are better.
You think so?
I mean, they're 89th in overall efficiency. 29th in defense is good, but they can't really score. They're 167 in offense.
I feel like the defense could come into play. Like, it could come in as a crucial factor, honestly. Like, it's not, like, the best defense in the world or anything, obviously. But, you know, it could definitely make things interesting, I'd say.
But you're taking BYU.
Yeah, I'd say BYU, though.
Okay.
It'll be close, but...
I'm actually going to fill one out with your picks, so hold on.
No, I've got it.
I'm not going to save it. It's just so I can have it in front of me.
I've got one up here pulled up, so...
Never mind then. Let me go back.
Yeah, don't worry. So I got you.
Did you take BYU or Duquesne?
I'm taking BYU for that one.
Okay. Illinois and Morehead State. This is one of my upsets.
Really?
I'm taking Morehead State just because I've seen them play, and I know that they're a legit team. And I feel like every year Illinois is fraudulent. I feel like every single year. Like, when was the last time they even made the Sweet 16? They were a 1 seed and couldn't do it. They've been like a 4-5 these last couple of years. And they just haven't gotten it done.
For me, there's just so much uncertainty with this one because I haven't gotten to see Morehead State, you know. But I take your word that they're a legit team. I mean, obviously, they're number 14. Like, it's not the best or anything, obviously. But, I mean, the fact that they made the tournament, you know, is still impressive on its own, you know. So I'm still going with Illinois for this, though, reigning Big Ten champs and everything. So, I mean, it's like you can't – I don't think it's going to be particularly close for this one. But, you know, it'll still be fun, though.
All right. This next matchup is probably the most random matchup I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. Washington State, Drake. I took Drake just because they beat Indiana State, won the Missouri Valley, and that's not like a pushover conference.
Yeah, no, I'm actually taking Drake as well. I think that'll be a good upset there.
All right, and then I got Iowa State over South Dakota State.
This one I've always been kind of up in the air about because it's really just like personal reasons because I've got family that have gone to Iowa State, and I also have my mom that went to South Dakota State, so it's like, really? Well... Shit, like, go Jackrabbits, man.
Are you taking South Dakota State?
I don't want to be so bold as to say yes, but, yeah, I'm going to go with Iowa State. I'm going with Iowa State for that one. Okay. I don't think I can quite pull the trigger on that one.
All right. I will say Iowa State is, what's it called? They're tied for first in defense with Houston.
They're really good.
But they're 57th in offense. So
that's going to be their downfall right there. So,
all right, second round. I have UConn beating FAU.
UConn Northwestern.
Okay, and then I have Auburn over San Diego State.
I have San Diego State over Auburn. Yep,
you San Diego State winning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I have Auburn winning.
Oh no! Oh, I thought you said. Oh, okay. We were just listing the matchups. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I've got UConn Northwestern. I think I'm going to go with San Diego State, though, over Auburn.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
don't know. I just think Auburn, they're such a lanky team, and they can run the floor so well.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, like, hurt them on defense at all.
Mm-hmm.
Where's San Diego State in efficiency? They're 20th. They're not even bad. They're 8th in defense. Like, they're a legitimate team.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even a bad pick. I have BYU beating Morehead State.
You've got them beating Morehead. Okay. I think I'm going to take, because I have BYU versus Illinois. I think I'm going to take Illinois. Yeah, with that one.
All right. And then I have Iowa State beating Drake.
And then, oh, geez. Yeah, I've got Drake versus Iowa State. And then, yeah, I'm also taking Iowa State as well.
This, I think I almost pulled the trigger on Drake just because it's an in-state matchup.
Yeah.
Just because it's an in-state matchup.
It could play a factor.
Because there was 1 year Wichita State was a 10, and they beat Kansas, who was a 2.
That's fair.
So,
that's fair.
And then I have Auburn, UConn, and then BYU, Iowa State. I have Auburn beating UConn. That's how high I am on
really?
Auburn. I think the winner of that game makes the national title game.
Of Auburn, UConn?
Yes. I think those are two of the best teams in the entire country. I think the winner of that. I keep hitting the damn. I think the winner of that makes the national title game.
I think I'm going with UConn, Illinois for the Elite Eight right there for that matchup.
Okay, I have Auburn, Iowa State.
Hmm.
And then I'm going with Auburn over Iowa State.
Okay. You're taking Auburn overall. Okay. Well, actually, I might take Iowa State. Like UConn, it's boring, but UConn versus Iowa State. Iowa State's really good.
The thing about UConn is the number one overall team never wins, and the team that wins like the year before never wins. It's always like something new. So
you know
I
what?
Think
yeah,
it's
I'm going
to be Auburn.
I'm going UConn, Iowa State, and I'm going to go with Iowa State. Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Let's go south or west region.
West region. Okay.
North Carolina is going to beat Wagner. Yep. Sorry, Noreen. Michigan State, Mississippi State, two teams that just shouldn't be in the tournament.
No.
But I think Michigan State will win because it's Tom Izzo in March, and their efficiency is actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they don't have a good record, they're 9th in defense, 56th in offense. Like they're 19th in overall margin. So I think that they're gonna win that one.
Okay.
You can't look only at efficiency, but that's kind of what I'm doing. I have Grand Canyon over St. Mary's. Grand Canyon is 29-4, and they are completely legit. They have good wins on the year. They beat San Diego State.
They did beat San Diego State.
They held it really close with South Carolina. I think this is a pretty easy matchup. I think, here's the thing, I like taking defensive-minded teams to, like, go far,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of them get upset because they just can't score. Like, St. Mary's is 15th in defense, 45th in offense. They're always a defensive-minded team, and I'm not saying that they're a bad team. I just think Grand Canyon has a good formula to pull off this upset.
I think I'm going with St. Mary's for this one, but I do understand the mindset, though, that you're going with for that one.
Okay, and then Alabama-Charleston. I also took Charleston.
Yeah, I'm going with Charleston, too.
Because Bama is not good. I'm sorry. They're 112th in defense. I don't give a damn that you're third in offense. Like, learn how to defend. Also, Charleston plays that exact same game. They also are all offense, no defense. They're 58th in offense, 175th in defense. So
that would be fun, though, if their offense just exploded and they went on a Cinderella run.
I kind of would be more confident with a defensive. I just can't pick Bama. I don't think they're good. I really don't think they're good. They're playing really bad ball right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every single team that they've played has given up, like, 100 points. Clemson, New Mexico. I'm taking my third upset in a row, and I think this is a pretty easy one. This might be the most straightforward upset in the entire tournament. New Mexico's 22nd in efficiency. Clemson is 36th. And New Mexico just ran through the Mountain West tournament.
Yeah.
Because they needed to win it to make the tournament, and they did.
Yeah.
They're super hot right now, and Clemson's just kind of been, I'm surprised we're even this high of a seed. I think New Mexico's easy upset.
I think I'm going with New Mexico as well, actually, with that one. You convinced me on that. I like that. I like that stat.
Okay. The next, Baylor, Colgate. I've seen way too many people taking Colgate.
Yeah, no, Baylor's going to
run the floor. I'm not going to bite for it because Colgate's made the tournament each of the last 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and they've lost in the first round in all of them. Dayton, Nevada, 7-10. I don't think either one of these teams are that great, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I think both these teams are kind of just meh.
I think I'm probably going to take Dayton.
I also took Dayton. they're like the same in efficiency. I'm just going to take Dayton. And then Arizona, Long Beach State. I think Arizona's fraudulent.
Really?
I think they're totally fraudulent. I'm not taking Long Beach State.
I've got the opposite. I think Arizona's going to really make a run. I think, okay. If anything, I feel like they could win. They could win.
Yeah, Arizona, they're really good in efficiency. They're actually fifth. But they just have so many head-scratching losses. Like, they lost to Oregon State. And you look at the teams that they've beaten, none of their wins really scream, oh, this was an amazing win. They beat Duke at Duke, like, the second game of the year.
Yeah.
Like, I'll count that as a good win, but at the same time, it's like, I don't think they're that great.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, second round. I have UNC, Michigan State, Grand Canyon, Charleston, New Mexico, Baylor, Dayton, Arizona.
I've got all those the same, except I have St. Mary's over Charleston.
Okay. So. And then I have, I was just listing the matchups. I wasn't listing.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. And then, all right, I have Michigan State beating North Carolina.
No.
And I'll tell you why. Every single year, like every single tournament, you can look back towards like the beginning of time, there has been an 8 or a 9 that's beaten a 1. Every single tournament. So, I like to pick at least 1.
Okay.
And I think this is definitely the most likely one to happen. Because everyone knows Michigan State is not deserving of being in the tournament, but they are anyway. That being said, you know they're going to go on a run. You know they're going to go on a run. They're 18th in efficiency, and North Carolina is ranked like 10th. Which for a 1 seed is pretty subpar.
Yeah.
They also like have some not like I think UNC is deserving of a 1 seed just because of their record.
Mm-hmm.
But they also it's like I don't think they're that great as a 1 seed. And I think Michigan State is a team that they know how to win in the tournament every single year. Mm-hmm. They're always the Big Ten team that goes almost the farthest. So I think I'm taking Michigan State.
I got North Carolina. Like, North Carolina is just so good, I think. You know, like you can put the efficiency one in there. But, I mean, the fact is they're still one of the best in the country, I'd say. But I think it will be a close game. I think you're right. I think they will probably make it in terms of Michigan State, like, I think they'll keep it close, but I don't think that North Carolina is going to be able to just let this one slip.
Okay. And then I have Grand Canyon over Charleston.
I have St. Mary's over Charleston as well. Well, they could be my Cinderella run, actually. No, yeah. I'll go St. Mary's.
Okay. I actually debated about this game for a while, but I took Baylor over New Mexico just because New Mexico is a very well-rounded team.
Mm-hmm.
Like they, what's it called? They're 22nd in defense, 42nd in offense. Baylor, on the other hand, is where are they at? They're 14th overall. They're 6th in offense, 63rd in defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is kind of a one-sided team, but also it's like, ah, their defense, I think it's going to be good enough. Mm-hmm. So I took Baylor. I think the winner of that game makes the Final Four.
The winner of the
Baylor-New Mexico.
Baylor-New Mexico.
I think the winner that makes the Final Four.
Really?
Because I think if New Mexico wins that, they'll just be so hot they can't lose. And I don't think there's any teams in this region that are really that terrific.
Damn.
Because I think Arizona and UNC are both not great. And then Bama-St. Mary's, I both have getting upset. So I think the path is open for that. I'm taking, and then I took Arizona over Dayton. I wanted to take Dayton, but I just don't think they're that great.
Yeah, I'm taking Arizona as well. So I've got North Carolina versus St. Mary's, and then Baylor versus Arizona. I mean, I think it's basically the exact same rankings.
And then I have Michigan State over Grand Canyon.
You have Michigan State over Grand Canyon? Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what yours was. Okay. So you have Michigan State making it to the Elite Eight.
And then I have Baylor over Arizona.
I've got Baylor over Arizona as well. And then I think I'm going to take St. Mary's over North Carolina.
You think?
I think so.
I don't.
I think they're going to make a run. I think they're going to make a run.
I think if they get past Grand Canyon, they'll make a run.
Yeah.
But I don't think they give. And then I have Baylor, Michigan State, and then I have Baylor winning.
I have Baylor versus St. Mary's. I want to say St. Mary's, but I think I'm going to go with Baylor. So, yeah. Okay. I got Baylor.
All right, South, we're going to rapid fire these. Houston, Longwood.
Houston.
Nebraska, A&M.
A&M.
I also have A&M. Just because I think if Nebraska gets cold from three, they can't win.
Mm-hmm.
They can't win if they can't shoot threes. James Madison, Wisconsin.
James Madison, I'm going.
I agree. I think this and New Mexico are the two easiest upsets you could possibly take.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, another team that always folds, I feel like. And James Madison's 31 and 3.
Yeah.
They beat Michigan State earlier in the year. Two of their losses are to App State. Like, they only have one other loss. I think they're going to win.
Just couldn't get over App State for some reason this year.
I think Wisconsin used up all their bullets in the Big Ten tournament. Yeah. I think James Madison's going to win.
I agree.
Duke, Vermont, Duke.
Yep.
Texas Tech, NC State. I have Tech.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Texas Tech. I shouldn't say they're really good, but they are a very talented program, so I think I'm going to take Texas Tech. So
okay. I think NC State also is – they won 5 games in 5 days. I don't think they're winning another one. Kentucky, Oakland, I think that's Kentucky.
Yeah.
Florida versus winner of Boise in Colorado. I took Florida, but I think this is really close.
I agree. I think so. I think I'll give the Gators one. So.
All right. And then Marquette, Western Kentucky. I think if there's going to be a 2-15, it's this game. I think this has the most likely chance of it happening.
God. I think you're right.
I didn't pick it, but I think if there's a game that's going to happen, it's going to be this one. Just because Western Kentucky, I think, plays at the fastest pace in the entire country.
I might take Western Kentucky.
Uncle went to Western Kentucky.
And I'm going to go with them.
You're taking the top, dude.
Yeah.
I want to take the tops. I want to take the tops so badly.
But, like, that's nothing against Marquette, though. I do like Marquette's program. So if they won, I would be excited for them. So.
Okay. And then second round, I have Houston over A&M.
Yeah, I have Houston over A&M as well.
I have Duke over James Madison.
I don't know if I'm ready yet on that one. I feel like James Madison could make a run, like just a small run to the Elite Eight.
I don't think they won't let Duke lose.
They won't let Duke lose.
I think if Duke gets past the first round, they will win this game. I don't hate James Madison. I just don't see them beating Duke.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna take Duke.
Where is Duke? And Duke's eighth in efficiency, so.
I'll take Duke, yeah. That's a good.
And then I have Texas Tech over Kentucky, just because Kentucky is awful on defense.
Texas Tech over Kentucky?
Yes. Kentucky's 110th in defense. That's almost the same as Alabama.
Gotta say, I think I agree with you on
both
that.
Both those teams can't defend.
I think I agree with you. I think I'm going to take Texas Tech.
Where is Texas Tech's 25th in efficiency. They are 23rd in offense, 48th in defense, so they're just a lot more well-rounded. And then I have Marquette over Florida.
I'm going to take Western Kentucky over Florida. I think they're going to – that's going to be a fun run, man.
The last three years, there's been a 15 seed to make the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
So I don't even hate that. I am a Western Kentucky fan. I have a bracket where I have them winning it all.
No, because
my uncle went there. I have a Western Kentucky sweatshirt and shit. I like them.
Yeah.
All right. I think Houston beats Duke.
Yes.
And then I have Marquette over Texas Tech. Dude, if Western Kentucky was playing Arizona, I would take them.
I have Texas Tech beating Western Kentucky, so then I have Houston versus Texas Tech.
All right, I have Houston over Marquette.
Okay, you've got Houston. Okay, Houston over Marquette. Okay, yeah, so then, I'm going to take Houston over Texas Tech then. So.
Okay, dude, if Western Kentucky was playing Arizona, or even Iowa State, I think I would take them. I like Iowa State a lot. I just think they're prone to an upset.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have them getting upset, but I think they're prone to it.
Yeah.
All right. So
I think it'll be a fun run for Western Kentucky to make it to the Sweet 16. So
okay. And then the last region is the Midwest. It is Purdue's region. I have them beating Montana State or Grambling.
I agree.
I don't think they're going to lose to a 16 seed again.
Yeah, I agree. As much as I would love to see it, I don't think it's going to happen.
I have TCU over Utah State.
I think I'm going to take Utah State for this one.
This is a coin flip, basically.
Yeah.
Like, just pick whoever you want. Now, these next two have been very hotly debated. I have Gonzaga and Kansas beating McNeese and Stanford. McNeese and Stanford are two very popular upset picks, and if they were playing St. Mary's and Bama, I would take both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzaga and Kansas. Now, Kansas is going to have Kevin McCullough out.
Yeah.
But both these teams never get upset.
No.
They're too well coached, so I think they both win.
I think McNeese could pull off a surprise upset against Gonzaga.
See, I would be more confident in Stanford just because McCullough's out for Kansas.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I'm going to stick to my guns. I think I'm going to take, I'm going to take McNeese over Gonzaga.
That's not even a bad pick. Like, they're 30-3, and they're.
But
my problem with McNeese is who have they beat? They have a 1-point win over VCU, or they have an 11-point win over VCU,
mm-hmm.
and they beat Michigan on the road. Actually,
well, Michigan was terrible this year.
Actually, they did beat UAB by 21, so maybe they are legit. I don't know. I took Gonzaga and Kansas, though.
I am going to take Kansas over Stanford, though.
Okay. And then I have Oregon beating South Carolina, because South Carolina is actually first in the nation in luck rating. I don't really know what goes into luck rating, but they're like 50th in efficiency. I don't think
for that, luck rating.
And I saw, I think I said like the luckiest team has like never made it out of the first round or something. Oregon just won the Pac-12 and they have almost the same efficiency as South Carolina. So
yeah, I'm taking Oregon as
well. I'm taking the Ducks. I have Creighton over Akron.
Yeah.
And then I have Texas over Colorado State, although I did think about this one for a while.
This one could be a good one, though.
I thought about this for a long time.
I think I'm going to play it safe and take Texas. But
I would not be surprised at all if Colorado State won. And then second round, I have Purdue over TCU.
I have Purdue over Utah State.
And then I have Gonzaga over Kansas.
I have Kansas over McNeese.
Okay. I have Creighton over Oregon.
Yeah, I've got Creighton over Oregon.
And then I have Tennessee over Texas.
Yeah.
All right. That's and then
I got 1 through 4.
I have 1 through 3 and then Gonzaga out of 5. Okay. I have Purdue beating Gonzaga.
I have Kansas beating Purdue.
See, I'm not confident in Kansas just because I don't think they can't win without McCullough, I feel like.
I don't know.
I think they can beat Sanford, but I don't think they'll beat anyone else.
You don't think so?
I don't think. Like, Bill Self is a coach. Bill Self is a coach where it's like, we're not getting upset. Like, I don't think he's going to have a team unprepared, like, ever.
You don't think so?
But I don't think without McCullough, they're going to beat Gonzaga. And definitely not Purdue, I don't feel like. Because Edie is so much better than Dickinson, in my opinion.
Yeah. I still have faith in Dickinson, though. Like, I think he's really good still. Like, as much as, you know.
I didn't say he's overrated, I feel like.
I still think he's really good. I don't think he's, like, the best player
in
the world.
I think Edie is so much better than him. And then I have Creighton over Tennessee. I thought about this for a while. I wanted to pick Tennessee, but they just played so badly in the SEC tournament to where it's like if they have a game like that. Although Creighton also lost.
I might take Tennessee over Creighton just because, like, I feel like they're getting the kinks out when it comes to the SEC tournament. Yeah, you know, it's like, okay, we know what we need to fix. You know, so let's get that fixed and then let's go.
And then I have Purdue beating Creighton.
I'm down to Kansas versus Tennessee. So I'm going to take Tennessee, I think. Yeah.
That's not a bad pick. I don't hate that at all. Tennessee is they're 7th in efficiency, 3rd in defense, 29th in offense. Yeah. So they're very well rounded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think Creighton's a little bit better, but I don't think that they're going to be. I think Purdue's like on a revenge tour. I don't think they're going to lose to any of these teams. So, in the Final Four, I have Auburn, Baylor, Houston, and Purdue.
In the Final Four, I have Iowa State, Baylor, Houston, Tennessee.
So 3 Big 12 and an SEC.
Yeah.
Auburn and Baylor, these two actually played the first game of the year, and Baylor beat them.
Yeah.
But Auburn is just, I think they're a way better team than they were that game. Not even that they were even bad that game. It's just I think they've improved so much throughout the season. And they are just like UConn last year. They've had losses to where, like, yeah, they have losses they maybe shouldn't have lost to, but they're still overall such a good team. They ran through their conference. I think Auburn wins that.
Mm-hmm. I've got Iowa State versus Baylor right now. I really like both these teams. I think I'm going to take Iowa State. Yeah, I'm going to take Iowa State over Baylor, though.
All right. And then Houston and Purdue. I'm taking Houston for one reason and one reason only, and it's that their guards are so good on defense.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good. Sasser, LJ, Jamal Shedd, all of them. If Fletcher Smith and Brain Smith and Fletcher Lawyer will be in jail this game. And they have, like, competent enough bigs to where, like, Edie can't carry them the whole game. I think Houston wins.
I'm taking Houston over Tennessee. Basically the exact same reasons like you said. But, yeah, I've got Houston versus Iowa State.
I have Houston over against Auburn. And I thought about this. I have Houston winning. I think all in all throughout this whole season they've been the best team. And even though they got smacked by Iowa State in their conference title game, that gives them a little – we haven't peaked yet. We still got to play our best ball. And I think every single, like, national champion in the past, like, couple of years, has lost in their conference tournament.
I think I might go the opposite for you, just because Iowa State, like.
I just think if for your scenario, for a rematch, I think Houston would win.
I feel like for the rematch, I understand that, yeah. I just think with Iowa State, I think they're gonna go on a tear, man. I really, like, I'm honestly kind of surprised right now, but now that I think more about it, I'm like, yeah, I like this pick. So
Iowa State?
I'm going to go with Iowa State.
To win it all?
I think so.
Okay. That's not a terrible pick. My only concern with them is their offense.
Yeah.
Like, their defense is so good, but, like, they're kind of like, I feel like they're a better Virginia in, like, a last couple of years. Last couple of years, Virginia's been, like, a four, and they just, like, can't score.
Mm-hmm.
I think Iowa State's a better version of that.
Okay. Do you have a score prediction?
I said 65-55.
Okay.
This is because every Houston game is so low scoring.
I might go a little more. I might go, like.
Well, I don't know.
What's that?
We'll see. This score is not good. I said 110 total points.
I'm going to go 72.
Even though that's actually 120 total points. So I'm going to change that.
I'm going 72-66, I think.
The most popular national championship picks, 24% of people have taken UConn, 14% of people have taken Houston, and 10% of people have taken Purdue. You can look at the people's bracket, which is kind of stupid. It's just all one seeds. But the people have UConn winning, which, I mean, fair, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. I think that's going to do it for us. You've heard the picks. You can let us know if you love them or hate them. And, yeah, next Wednesday we'll be talking about all the first-round games that happened and stuff. So
let's do it.
Maybe a Sweet 16 bracket.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
Restart it.
All right, take care, everybody.